Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An announcement is expected today from the White House on additional sanctions against Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Stay tuned.
Bolton adds that Iran shouldn't get the wrong idea about President Trump's decision not to retaliate militarily to the downing of a U.S. drone.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness. No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Saudi king and crown prince today about tensions with Iran. A member of the military who became an American citizen during a July 4, 2012 White House ceremony has been slain, along with her two toddlers, and the children's father has been arrested. Ala Eshaveva and 2-year-old Ivan Walker and 3-year-old Elia Walker were found dead Saturday in their Staten Island home. Shane Walker, the father of the two children, was hospitalized over the weekend after being found walking along a highway. NBA Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo is adding his help to the U.S. health officials in the battle against Ebola. Ed Donahue has more.
Nearly 1,500 people have died since the Ebola outbreak was declared in eastern Congo less than a year ago.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Dikembe Mutombo.
Mutombo is a well-known philanthropist in his native Congo. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes Mutombo gets the message across. He moved to the U.S. in the 1980s, intending to pursue a medical degree. He understands where the distrust about Ebola comes from.
Why are you telling all those people to go back to ground zero where there's no contact? It's like a disconnecting people from their daily life.
Mutombo's messages talk about recognizing the early signs of Ebola.
This is AP Radio News. 20 candidates in the crowded field of Democrats running for president, readying for this week's pair of debates in Miami. Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders announcing today he wants the federal government to bail out students carrying massive student loan, just as it bailed out Wall Street following the last recession.
Our proposal, which costs $2.2 trillion over 10 years, will be fully paid for by a tax on Wall Street speculation, similar to what exists in dozens of countries around the world.
Retired Navy Admiral, former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak becomes the latest Democrat to join the race. In a campaign video, he warns against isolationism.
We convene the world by the power of these ideals, and that is why America's retreat from the world today is so dangerous and damaging to our American dream.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.